Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav, and we will begin on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara, will discuss the Mitzvah Hashem, the halacha of what do we do with the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and what do we do in terms of offering the Korban Pesach, says the Mishnah. Eil Advarim B'Pesach, the following parts on the processing of the Korban Pesach, Doichin Shabbos, override Shabbos. Shchitasai, shechting the Korban. It's interesting. Rashi quotes a pasuk, B'yoyim Tzavoisai, that the halacha is that all Korbanos have to be offered by day, and that's why even though it's Shabbos, we have to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So the Mefarshim asks, the Rishash asks, why does Rashi quote the pasuk B'yoyim Tzavoisai? We learned at the beginning of the last parak that the Korban Pesach has to be offered Bein Harbayim. So it's obvious that the Korban Pesach has to be brought by day. Why does Rashi quote the pasuk B'yoyim Tzavoisai? So one teretz given is that Rashi wants to show that this is not a halacha unique to Korban Pesach. All Korbanos have to be brought by day. Another teretz that I saw is, if the Hartzvi says this teretz, if the Torah had only used the words Bein Harbayim by Korban Pesach, we would think that it's only referring to the Shechita. So yes, the Shechita has to be done by day, but maybe the Zerika could be done by night. And the night, as far as Kachim, unlike everything else in the Jewish calendar, in Kachim follows the day, so it's still the same day. That's why Rashi says, even if Bein Harbayim isn't a proof, but Yom Tzavoisai is a proof that it has to be done by day. Vizrika Stamai, throwing the blood of the Korban Pesach. And Taisha says, really, Zrika Stamai doesn't have to be said, because there is no avoida, there's no malacha involved in Zrika Stamai. Other Mefarshim say that Zrika Stamai is either Mesakin, because without the Zrika Sadam, you don't have a carbon. Others say it's Muksa, the dam is Muksa. Others say that there's a problem of Tzoveya. When you throw the red blood on the Mizbeach, you're painting the Mizbeach. Michoy Krovov. Michoy Krovov means to, and we'll talk about it in Mitzvah tomorrow more, cleaning the insides of the intestines. The Malacha, most Mefarshim explain, is Memachek. And again, it's Mutter, because it would not be proper to bring unclean intestines on the Mizbeach. Vaktaris Chalavov, and being marked to the fats. So Taisha says, we also missed what we spoke about in the last parak, skinning the animal. So Taisha says, the purpose of the skinning is in order to do the Akhtara. So since we mentioned Akhtara, skinning is included already. Another teretz that's given is that, as the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos says, the skinning has to be done on Shabbos differently than it's done during the week. So since it's done in a different fashion, our Mishnah only mentions things that are done on Shabbos the same way as they're done during the week. This is not done the same way. Avot Sliyosai, roasting the Korban Pesach, Vadochas Krovov, washing the insides, Einan Doichin Shabbos, they are not Doichin Shabbos because you could do that on Motzoi Shabbos. Harkavosai, transporting the Korban Pesach, Vavosim Chusot Chum, if the animal is outside the Tchum, V'chitichos Yivaltoi, if the animal has a wart, and the halacha is an animal with a wart is considered a balmum and cannot be offered until the wart is removed. Ein doichen as Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Omer, doichen. Rabbi Elazar says those things also are doichen Shabbos. What's the reason for Rabbi Elazar? Because Rabbi Elazar holds that not only is the mitzvah itself doichen Shabbos, but even machshirei mitzvah, even the things that are done as a preparation for the mitzvah are doichen Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Elazar v'lo dinhu, and Rabbi Elazar proves his point. Umam shchita shumi mishum malacha, doing shchita, which is issa deraisa, doiche issa Shabbos. We learned at the beginning of our Mishnah they override Shabbos. Eilu shem mishum shvus, these things that are only asum drabbanon la yitchus Shabbos certainly override Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua says, what? Elam Shem Shvus, La Yitcha Shabbos. It's a kasha, certainly. Amlei Reb Yeshua, Yontav Yechiach. I bring you a proof from Yontav. Shetir Mishum Malacha, that on Yontav, you're allowed to do Malacha. if it's letzayrich eichel nefesh, it's for food preparation, vasbem shum shvus, but drabonans you're not allowed to do. So these two things don't necessarily travel together. A drabonan may be asr, and yet the deraisa may be mutter. Here too, the deraisa of shchit is mutter, but the drabonan of bringing it outside the tchum, or carrying the animal, is asr. Amalei Reb Eleza, maza Yeshua. I don't understand your line of reasoning, says Reb Eleza to Reb Yeshua. Ma rai rishus lemitzvah. Here we're doing a mitzvah. There, where are the Rabbanans Asr and Yontif? When you're not doing a mitzvah. But here we're doing a mitzvah, and if it's Asr and Rabbanan, it certainly should be overridden by the fact that it's Pesach Erev Shabbos, Karban Pesach Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, Heish Rabbi Kiva Vama. So Rabbi Kiva says, Hazar Techiach. The halacha is that if somebody becomes Tamei, he has to go through a purification process. What's the purification process? That on the third day and the seventh day, he has to have the mai chatas, the water from the day for para ashes, have to be sprinkled on him. Shimishu mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to have that, because without that sprinkling, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. Vihimishum shvus, having it sprinkled on you is a isad rabbanon, because it's misakin. Vena adoichas shabbos, yet, the way most Rishonim explain the Mishnah is if Erev Pesach were on Shabbos and this person needs this sprinkling, it's the seventh day, without the sprinkling he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Still, we don't allow the sprinkling to take place. So you see that even though it's a mitzvah, we don't allow it. The Rambam explains that we're not talking that the sprinkling is on the Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach is the seventh day. We're talking about the Erev Pesach is on Sunday, and Shabbos the day before is the seventh day. But if he will not have the sprinkling on Shabbos the seventh day, he won't be able to be makriv the Karban Pesach tomorrow. So we still don't allow you to be mechal Shabbos. Therefore, all the things you mentioned, shemishum mitzvah, that even though they're a mitzvah, veimishum shvus, and they're only osim and rabbonon, la yitchus Shabbos, they don't have the ability to be doichus Shabbos. Omele Rebeleza, validen nidon. But that's exactly my point, says Rebeleza. Omam shchitishim mishum locha. If shchita, which is a malacha, doiches a Shabbos, overrides Shabbos, hazor shimishum shvus, having the eifa para sprinkled on you, it's only it's nisad rabbanon shimishum shvus, it's only nisad rabbanon, and a dinch of doiches a Shabbos, it certainly should override Shabbos. Amla Rekiva. Rekiva says, you know what? Let's look at your logic. Ay chilif, maybe just say the opposite. Mam hazor shimishum shvus. If hazor, which is nisad rabbanon, ain't a doiches a Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, shchita, shehim shum malacha, shchita, which is the issa deraisa, and a dinch like tetchas a Shabbos. So what Rabbi Kiva is saying now is, maybe taka, and maybe if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you should not bring Karban Pesach. So all the Mefarshim ask, how could Rabbi Kiva say that? Everybody knows that's the whole basis, that Erev Pesach, you always bring the Karban Pesach, even to Shabbos. So they explain the shakl v'tari in the mitzvah, in the Mishnah this way. Rabbi Kiva says, of course I know that midoraisa, Erev Pesach, you bring the Karban Pesach even on Shabbos. But perhaps, just like the Rabbanan tell us, that if Hazar is on Shabbos, there Issa the Rabbanan supersedes and doesn't allow you to do Hazar, maybe midrabbanan they made a gezeira that you should not do Karban Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, even though midoraisa you may. Amalei Reb Eleza. So Reb Eleza tells Reb Kiva, you can't say that. Ikarta mashakosu b'toira. You would, if you say that you're not going to be allowed to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, you will have gone explicitly against what it says in the Torah. Because the Torah says, b'mei adoy, that Pesach should be brought in its time, b'ein b'chol, b'ein b'Shabbos. So again, how does the Tzlach explain? The Tzlach explains the Gemara's, the Mishnah beautifully. He says, Reb Kiva is saying that maybe the Rabbanan made a gzeira that we should not bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, even though midoraisa you're allowed to, the Rabbanan make a gzeira. Says Reb Elezer, when can the Rabbanan make a gzeira? If the Torah did not explicitly tell us to do something, the Torah was sort of ambiguous. So did the Rabbanan have a right to make a gzeira or not? But if the Torah explicitly tells me that on Shabbos I could bring a Karban, I should bring a Karban Pesach, the Rabbanan have no right to go against what it says beferish in the Torah. Where do we see that? We see that by Mila. The halach is that if Mila comes out, if the Yom HaShmini, if the 8th day is on Shabbos, you make a bris on Shabbos. We don't find that Rabbanim make a gzeira. Why not? Because if the Torah told us explicitly, b'yayim hashmini, afilu b'shabbos, yima b'sara l'asoy du amila, the Rabbanim can't go against it. So Rabbi Elazar says the same thing to Rabbi Kiva. You can't tell me that Rabbanim will tell me not to do a Karban Pesach and Shabbos when we know that the Torah told us to do it. So how does Rabbi Kiva explain it? So klalam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, kol malacha she'ef shel asoysim erev Shabbos, any malacha that could be done before Shabbos, and a doichas of Shabbos, it doesn't override Shabbos. So that's why shechita she'ef shel asoysim erev Shabbos, shechita that can't be done before Shabbos, doichas of Shabbos, because you can't bring the Karban Pesach before erev Pesach. So now the question is, what about Hazal? If the seventh day is Shabbos, you couldn't have done it before. So why is the halacha that if the seventh day comes out on Shabbos, you can't do Hazal? So there are two answers given. Rashi gives the answer, because the only thing that overrides the Shabbos is something which is directly related to the carbon. Shechit is related to the carbon. The Hazal is not related to the carbon. It's related to the person bringing the carbon. That is in Doichah Shabbos. That's how Rashi explains. The Yerushalmi answers that shechita or anything else is something that involves, that can't ever be done only on Shabbos. Like we just said, shechita can never be done before Shabbos. However, hazah, in many cases, in most cases, you don't have punk that it comes out on Shabbos. That's why it's not doicha Shabbos. What will be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? What happens if an animal develops a wart on Shabbos? Will you be allowed to cut it? According to Rashi's explanation, it depends if it's directly related to the carbon or not, and you'll be allowed to cut it. You couldn't have cut it before Shabbos, and it's related directly to the carbon. It's not like Hazal. But according to Yerushalmi, it has to be something that always has to be Doicha Shabbos. Cutting the wart isn't always Doicha Shabbos. It's only in this specific situation that it developed the wart. And according to Yerushalmi, if it developed the wart in Shabbos, you would not be allowed to cut it.
But Hazar is part of the
Hakrava. Hazar is not part of the Hakrava. Hazar is on the person. The person has a problem. But the Hazar is not related to the carbon. It's not Hazar on the carbon. It's not Hazar of the blood. It's Hazar on the person who's Tamei. Tanar Abonim. Halacha Zunis Amma B'nei B'seira. The B'nei B'seira forgot the halacha. The B'nei B'seira were three children of B'nei B'seira, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. One of them was the Nasi, as we'll see in the Gemara. Pamachas chal Erev Pesach liyos b'Shabbos. One time Erev Pesach was in Shabbos. Shachu v'lo yodu, they forgot, and Pesach doichas Shabbos m'lav. If the current Pesach is doichas Shabbos or not. So the question that the Mepharshim grapple with is how could they forget? First of all, the Gemara says that in the second year after Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Sunday. So Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So at the beginning of Karban Pesach, it was already being brought on Shabbos. So how could they not know that? So a lot of answers are given. One answer was that there was Al-Pi Adibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explicitly told them to bring the Karban Pesach. So that's why they thought that year they could bring it. But when it's not Al-Pi Adibur, we don't have explicit command, maybe it shouldn't be brought. Another approach given is that, of course, Midaraisa, they knew that the Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. They didn't know if the Rabbanan made a gzeira that they should not bring it on Shabbos or not. The Meiri has a very interesting approach. Most Rishonim don't explain it this way. They said, of course the Bnei B'seira knew that the Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. They didn't remember why. They forgot the reasoning. Then I saw another beautiful Mahalach. We know that the Gemara says that if somebody, we call it a Taisus, it's Taisus, that if somebody doesn't own property, they don't bring Karban Pesach. So the B'nai B'seira thought, Pesach is on Shabbos. So we have a problem. Should we bring the Pesach? Should we Mechal Shabbos? So they thought, maybe what you could do is, be mafker all of your property, and then you won't have to bring a Karban Pesach. But in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, they realized that won't work. Because in Beis HaMikdash Rishon, there was still Yovel. So whatever you were mafker, ultimately came back to you. So there's no point. So you still own the property because it's going to come back to you. But in the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, in the time that they lived, there was no more Yovel because most of Klal Yisrael no longer lived in Israel. So they knew, maybe, why do we have to have a Shaila? Maybe we should just be mafker and not be Mechoyev. That's why they didn't know what the halach is. But the simplest teretz maybe, and the one that fits maybe most into the Gemara, is what the Yerushalmi says. The fact that the Bnei B'Seir forgot was incredible. Because like the other Mepharshim say, in the Jewish calendar, it's inevitable that Erev Pesach is going to be in Shabbos. We all know that. So yes, some Mepharshim say that in those days they were able to manipulate the calendar, because the calendar was done up Iriya, and they were able to manipulate. But it's highly unlikely that in a person's lifetime there shouldn't be many Erev Pesachs on Shabbos. And that they should forget is something that's unlikely. Min Shemayim, they made that they should forget. In order, as we will learn, that Hillel should become the Nasi. So Min Shemayim, they orchestrated all of this, that the B'nai B'Seir should forget something they would never forget, that Hillel should be able to become the Nasi. Amma, Klum Yesh Adam Shiyadei and Pesach Toichet Shabbos Umlaf. Is there anybody that remembers the Kram Pesach Toichet Shabbos of Nat? Amma, Adam Echad Yesh, there's one person, Sha'olam Mibavel, that just came from Bavel here to Yisrael, for Hillel Bavli Shemoy, his name is Hillel Bavli, Sheshem Yishnei Gedoyle Adar, he learned by the two Gedoyle Adar, Shemai Vavtalion, V'yedei and Pesach Toichet Shabbos Umlaf. He knows the halacha. Sholch v'karoloi. So they called for him. Omle klum at yedeya ema pesach toiches shabbos mlaf. Do you know if what the halacha is? Omle v'chi pesach achid yeshlan b'shanu shidoiches shabbos. Is this one time a year? V'lai habi yoyser m'masayim psochem yeshlan b'shanu shidoiches shabbos. We have more than 200. How do we have more than 200? Because every Shabbos we bring four kabbonis, two carbon tomits, and two carbon musaf, and the 50 Shabbatot in a year. That's 200. And then you have sometimes Shabbos comes out in Yontif. So of course, Amla Minayalach. So how do you know that taka is doicha? Amlahem. Nema Mayad Pesach. The Torah says the word Mayad Pesach. Nema Mayad B'Tamid. The Torah says the word Mayad B'Tamid. Ma Mayad Hamid B'Tamid. Doicha is a Shabbos. Af Mayad Amla B'Pesach. Doicha is a Shabbos. Void kavachaymu.
Why itself teaches you?
Oh, Gemara's kasha. Void kavachaymu. Oma tamid she'ein onish karis. If tamid, which there's no chiv karis if it's not brought, doiches a Shabbos. Pesach she'onish karis, as we've been explaining, that if somebody doesn't bring the Karm Pesach, he's chayv karis. Certainly, en din she'doiches a Shabbos. That's how we know the Karm Pesach is doiches a Shabbos. Miyad hashivu b'roish umino nasi aleim. They immediately made him the nasi. So Rebbe Binyan Yada explains the Gemara like this. The Bnei B'Seir, as soon as they saw Hillel was greater than them, Miyadi Shivu Barash, they said, you should be Nasi. They walked away from their job. They walked away from the Rabbanis. They said, you should be the Rav. You're better than we are. Then, you have to also have the general membership agree. So then they had Minu. They had a meeting of the membership and they made him the Nasi. That's the way Rebbe Binyan Yada explains. The Chasam Sofer says that this was a historical change in the office of Nasi in Klal Yisrael. Until that time, he explains, the Nasi wasn't necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. At that time, and that's part of what we explained earlier, when the Shemayim, they wanted that who should be the Nasi? The greatest Talmud Chacham. And they said, we weren't the greatest Talmud Chacham. He is. He should get the position. So he sat and spoke about Hilchos Pesach all day. His Chumakantum Dvarim, and then he started to be a little sharp with them. What happened? And again, the Mepharshim explained. Punk this year, I come to Yisrael for Pesach. I never came before. It must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me for a reason. There must be some sort of a laziness by you. That you didn't come to learn by the two Gedolei Ador. Who are they? Shmai Vavtalion. And here the Pesachim say, where did Bnei B'Seir live? In Yisrael. Where did Shemai Vavtalion live? In Bavel. In order to learn Torah, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah. If Shemai Vavtalion were the Gedolei Ador, they should have left Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah. Just opposite from nowadays. Amalei Rebbe. So now they ask Hillel the following Shaila. Shachach v'loy hevi sakin. What happens if the person forgot to bring a knife from Erev Pesach? So what should he do? Mahu. Merish as Mahu. Amalem halachazu shamati v'shachachti. I forgot. If they don't know what to do, b'nei neviim heim. L'machar, the next day, misha pescha tala, whoever's animal was a sheep, tachu b'tzamrei, put the knife into the sheep of into the wool of the animal, so he didn't carry it. Misha pischa gedi, a goat doesn't have wool, so tacha ben kronif. Raw maska, raw maisa, so you saw what happened. Veniska aloch of oma. Kach mekublani mipi shmai v'avtalya. This is what I learned by shmai v'avtalyan. That if you forget, you should carry it in the animal. So the Tosfos Rid asks, this story happened in Erev Shabbos. So if it happened in Erev Shabbos, he should have known that since we don't know what to do, he should have made an announcement. Everybody should bring a knife to the base of the Mikdash. Why did he rely that who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? So one answer that's given is that the story happened right before Shabbos. So before the announcement could have made, everybody bring your knife to the base of the Mikdash, it was already Shabbos. Another Teretz says they did make the announcement. But you know, there's announcements are made, but not everybody listens. So the question here was for the people who didn't listen. But another Teretz, which really touches on something that the Tshuvas HaRashba says, is that Hillel had confidence in the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. He knew that such an obvious shaila, there must be a Messiah in Klal Yisrael, what to do. He maybe didn't remember, but he knew that there's always going to be a Messiah, there's always going to be somebody in Klal Yisrael that will remember what to do. And from here we see, Taka, that when there's a shaila, and you don't know how to deal with it, and you don't have Mekiris, you don't have sources, your Shulchan Aruch to tell you what to do, you should follow what the minig is. And if there's a minig by Klal Yisrael, that's what you're supposed to do. But the Chasam Sofer asks a different question. The Chasam Sofer says that what, there were plenty of knives in the Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody doesn't have a knife, he'll use the Beis HaMikdash knife. And they'll use over the same knives. So he says, a gewaldige teretz. He says, we learned in the previous parak that the Korban Pesach has to be brought l'menuyev. You have to be registered on the Korban Pesach. So let's say I brought a Korban Pesach and it was shechting for me. When I shecht the Korban Pesach, there's a blia from when I shecht in the knife. If that knife is going to be used for the next Korban Pesach, there's a blia going from the knife, a blia of not my carbon, of that person, not that person's carbon going in. And you're only allowed to eat from your own carbon. So they had to have a separate knife, unless you could kasher it for every carbon. On Shabbos you can't kasher. Tosfos asks, isn't Yerushalayim a city with a wall around it? So you could carry. What's the big shaila? So Tosfos says that this already took place, like we said before, in the time of the second base of Mikdash, for Nifritzu Baprotzos. The wall already had gaps in it, so Yerushalayim you couldn't carry it anymore. Says the Gemara. Amamah. So now the Gemara goes to analyze the things that we've been discussing. Nema mayada b'Pesach, v'nema mayada b'Tamid. Ma mayada yama b'Tamid doichas haShabbos, af mayada yama b'Pesach doichas haShabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'Tamid gufei menolon the doichas Shabbos. How do we know that the Tamid overrides Shabbos? Ilay m'dishub sebe mayadoi. If because it says the word mayadoi, and you say whatever it says mayadoi, it automatically means even b'Shabbos, so then you don't have to learn from Tamid. Pesach nami haksibah mayadai. It says the word mayadai. Ela mayadai loy mashmalai. Must be that the word mayadai does not automatically include Shabbos. Hachanam mayadai loy mashmalai. So then by Tamid also. So back to where I started. How do we know that the carbon Tamid is doicha Shabbos? Ask the Sfas Emes. How could there be a havimina that the carbon Tamid should not be brought in Shabbos? The word Tamid means constant, every day. So how could the Gemara have even a Havamina at this point that the Karmat Talmud wouldn't be Doicha Shabbos? Says the Sfas Emes, what he maybe thought was that in Shabbos you don't bring the Karmat Talmud, but since on Shabbos there's a din that you have to bring two Karban Musaf, so you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud with the two Karban Musaf. So how do I know that you Mekayim, that you have to bring the Karmat Talmud besides bringing the Karban Musaf in Shabbos? Al Amakra, Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, Al Oyla Satamid. So the pasuk says that even on Shabbos, bechlal oil of the tamid crave b'Shabbos. That's how we know that the carbon tamid is brought on Shabbos. And now I learn exer shava mayada mayadai. Amamar, and now the Gemara also taught us before. Void kavachaim. He taught us the following kavachaimer. Omar tamid she'en onish karis. The carbon tamid that there's no chiv karis on. Doiches a Shabbos Pesach shanish karis ain't a din she doiches a Shabbos. Ask the Gemara ikla mifrach. You can ask a question. Mala Tamid Shekain Tad of a Kalal. Karma Tamid is brought every day. Karma Pesach is brought only once a year. Karma Tamid is a carbon oil which is completely burnt. Karma Pesach is not. So you can't learn from the Kalvachaymer. And like the Tzvach says, There's another part. The Karban Tamid you can never manipulate when Shabbos is. Shabbos is always Saturday. Come Pesach, you can manipulate the Jewish calendar that Erev Pesach shouldn't come out on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Kavachayma od Amalai Bereisha. Did he first tell him Kavachayma or Pechua, and then they said it's not a good Kavachayma? They asked the question. V'hada Amalai Gzereshava, and then he says Gzereshava. It doesn't make sense. V'chime achad Gzereshava. If this is Gzereshava, which can never be refuted, Kavachayma Lamali, why do you have to say Kavachayma? Says the Gemara Ledu Kamlu. This was the conversation. Bishlam Ledu Kamlu. Bishlam Gzereshava Lagamrisu. Maybe when I quoted the Gzer Shava, you could say that you did not learn the Gzer Shava, and the halacha is ain adam Gzer Shava matzmai. If a person doesn't have a Messiah and a Gzer Shava, he can't learn it himself. Al kavachomer, which is based on logic, the adam dami atzmai ibra lechulamedim. So why don't you agree with the kavachomer? I'm like kavachomer prichu. The kavachomer can't be the basis because the kavachomer has a kash on it. Amamar. So we also learned previously lamacher. Misha Pesach Tleh, somebody whose Karm Pesach was a Tleh, Teichav Loi Bet Semrai, put it either in the wool, by a sheep, Gedi Teichav Loi Bet Krona, by a goat, he put it by corns. Ask the Gemara, Avoid the Kachim. This animal is Kachim, and you're not allowed to use Kachim for private purposes. Answer the Gemara, Kehillel. What he did was like Hillel. The Tanya Omrlava Hillel. Miyamav Loi Mol Odom Vailosai. Nobody could have ever done mi'ila on a carbon that Hillel designated. Why? Because what he used to do was mevi'a chulin la'azara until the last moment. The Ran explains until he got to the door of the azara, he was not magdishit or magdisha. The last moment he was magdishit. The samech yada alav, and then he does smich on it and v'shaychtei. Then he was shechted it. So here too, when they used this animal to transport it, it wasn't yet kaidish. And that's why there's no problem of doing avoid or kachim. So, the Sfasemis asks, now we'll get to Sfasemis soon. First, we'll tell you a halacha l'maisa based on this Gemara. The halacha l'maisa is the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, based on this Gemara, if somebody is going to designate maisa money, he gets $1,000, he puts away $100 for maisa. He shouldn't do it. Why? He says, because what's going to happen? I'm going to put that $100 bill away. I got $1,000. I take $100, I put it away, I'm giving it to the stocker. What happens if tomorrow I need that $100 bill? I can't use it. I already was magdashit. So he says, have in mind I'm giving stocker. Keep a cheshbin. Keep a calculation. But don't take that money and say it's stocker money, because then you can never use it. Maybe you'll dafka need it the next day. Says the Shevet Alevi. Person's in shul in the morning, and people come in to collect stocker. So you see and you anticipate that he's going to be coming over to you, and you take out from your pocket whatever you intend to give him. And then, for whatever reason, the person doesn't approach you, or you're in the middle of davening, Shemon Esrei, you can't give him, but you already designated that money as stocker. If you go then take that money and put it back into your pocket, into your wallet, now I use that money. It was already designated for stocker. So he says, don't designate the money. You can think about it, but don't designate the money until you're actually ready to give it to him. Ask the Gemara, B'Shabbos Heichem Matzah Magdish Lei. So what are we saying? That it was not made into a carbon until it's actually Shabbos. The halacha is, V'atnan Ein Magdishin Ve'Marichin Ve'Machrimim Ve'Magbin Truma. We're not allowed to make something Kaddish. We're not allowed to take Truma, Cheirim, or Maestris. Kol Eilu B'Yontav Amru. You're not allowed to do it on Yontav. Kavachayim B'Shabbos. So what are you telling me, that you're only going to be magdishit on Shabbos? On Shabbos you're not allowed to be magdishit. Answers the Gemara. Hani mili b'chayvish en kvulem zman. What are you not allowed to be magdish? Something that doesn't have to be brought today. So don't go on Shabbos be magdish things. Aval b'chayvish en kvulem zman. A chayv that today is the time, like the Karban Pesach, on Shabbos Erev Pesach, magdish that you're allowed to be magdish. Damer Rabbi Yochanan, Magdish Adam es Pesach b'Shabbos v'chigoyse b'Yontif. You're allowed to do it on Yontif and Shabbos, because tomorrow is going to be too late. Now, asked the Sfasemis, he asked, you could have done a Pashta Eitza. What you could have done is that Erev Shabbos, you'll say that this animal is going to be my Karban Pesach, but it should only become effective once it gets to the Azara. So you're not doing any Hegdish on Shabbos. So one teretz the Sfasemis says is, if you would do that, it would already be considered like Hegdish and we would not be allowed to use it for your own private purposes. That's one teretz. Another teretz the Sfas Emes gives, based on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, let's say somebody wants to do a business deal on Shabbos. He wants to make a business deal effective on Shabbos. We know on Shabbos you're not allowed to do business. So what he does is, he sets everything up from before Shabbos, and he says, I want it to become effective, it should be chal on Shabbos. So he says, it's asr. That's included in the Isra Mekach Memkar. So saying that I want to have everything in place, and it should just be effective on Shabbos, is asr. I was thinking this would be very relevant also, Aloch L'maisa. Let's say somebody pays his bills online, and he has, that it should be paid, that the payment should take place in Shabbos. According to Rekiva, he gets asr. Now, Rav Chaim Oizen in the Achiezer asks a different question. He says, the Aloch is, that let's say somebody forgot to take challah from cake, from bread, challah, he's eating on Shabbos. So there's a lot of Mishnah is what you should do. The Mishnah says, have in mind that the last piece of bread will be the challah portion, and you can eat till you get to there, because it's only api machshava. Api machshava, it's mutter. So he says, why can't you be magdish in Shabbos? Be magdish api machshava. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, there's a very different reason why you're not allowed to be take off truma or challah on Shabbos versus why you're not allowed to be magdish on Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to take off truma or challah on Shabbos is because it's called mesakin. It's called fixing it. So if you're not doing it actively, you're only doing it in your mind, that's not called mesakin. The reason you're not allowed to be magdish something on Shabbos, he says, is because it's called mekach u'memkar. It's called doing business. Doing business makes no difference if you do it in your head or you do it actively. Ask the Gemara, there's another problem. V'loy mechamer, you're leading the animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and mechamer is the Issa Deraisa. And the Mefarshim ask a wonderful question. They ask, even if mechamer is Issa Deraisa, working with Kachim is Issa Derabbanan. So they ask, why did the Gemara ask the question about working with Kachim first? And then mechamer, the Issa Derabbanan before the Issa Deraisa, the Gemara should have asked the question about the Issa Deraisa first. So they say like this. There are days that say that there's only an Issa Mechamer on your own animal. But if I lead someone else's animal, there is no Issa Mechamer. So if the Gemara would have asked first a question of Mechamer, we would have said, the behemoth is not his. The behemoth belongs to Hegdish, so there's no Mechamer. But now that we just finished explaining that the animal is his, until it gets to the Azara, so now the question is, great, why, there's a problem with Mechamer. You can't say it's not his, because we just said it is his. Answers the Gemara, Mechamer Kalach Yad. That he does it not in the normal fashion, because the animal is not carrying the, like Rashi says, these animals aren't made to carry things, sheep aren't used for transportation, they're not carrying in a normal fashion. Ask the Gemara, Mechamer Kalach Yad, Nami Nedi, Sur Deraisa Leka. It may not be Asa Midraisa, however, Misu Midrabonim Yiyah, because there's Issa Midrabonim. And so, says the Gemara, Hayin the Kabamine, that's exactly what was asked. Something that's mutter midaraisa, the dovish shvus oimel afana, but it's osam midrabanan. La'acha kriach yad b'mokem mitzvah. Where now we have a mitzvah, and to do it kalach yad. Mai, what's the halacha? And like Rashi explains, the question is specifically on kalach yad. Could some milsad loishchicha to do this way? And Amalahem, that's exactly what Hillel told him. Halacha is a shemati v'shachachti. I forgot what the halacha is. Alanichla lem Yisraelim ein nevim heim b'nei nevim heim. Let's see what they do. And if we see that they do it, it must be that this is an old shaila that was already decided that it's mutter when it's kalachiyad. Rashi says there are a lot of reasons to be makel. First of all, kalachiyad is a milsad l'shchicha. It's not the normal way, so we're more less likely to make a gzeira. And also, it's an animal; it's not a person. So that's why we're more makel. Am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Kol Amas Yahar, whoever is brags, holds himself great. Em Chacham Hu Chachmasa Mistalekas Memenu. If he's a Chacham, his Chachma goes away. Vim Navi Hu Nevuah Mistalekas Memenu. His Nevuah goes away. Before we go further, I just want to say one more vart on the previous Gemara. Beautiful vart from the Yeshua Yaakov. The Yeshua Yaakov says, it says by the Akedah that Avram and Yitzchak are walking to the Akedah. So what does Yitzchak say to Avram? Hina esh ve'etzim, here the fire and the wood, Where's the sheep? So he says Yitzchak himself understood that he was going to be the Karban Oilah. But he had a problem. How could he be the Karban Oilah? The Karban Oilah has to be, you're not allowed to put anything on the Karban Oilah. You're not allowed to work with it. Just like we saw, you're not allowed to carry the knife. So how could he be helping Avram carry? Hina Eish Ve'etzim. I'm carrying the wood. I'm carrying the fire. Fire is there. And there is no sheep. So I'm going to be the Oilah. How are you using me? I'm a Karban Oilah. What Avram Avinu answered him? Elakim Yira Haseh L'Oilah B'ni. Yira is a Lashon Asid. Yes, you're the Oilah, but you're not going to be designated until the last minute, like the Karban Pesach. Until you're designated, you can work. Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Marav. Kal Mesyar, Im Chachem U'Chachmasa Mestalakas Amenu, Im Navihu Nevoasa Mestalakas Amenu. Im Chachem Hu, Chachmasa Mestalakas Amenu. If he's a Chachem, his Chachma goes away. So, the Mefarshim explain, what's the language? Call everybody. So Mefarshim say that even when somebody does it with a good intention, what was Hillel's intention? His intention was to tell the Bnei B'Seira, Atzlus, he was trying to give them Musar. There's never a Heter to be a Balgaiva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot live with somebody who's a Balgaiva. But they say, Mimenu, what does he forget? He only forgets the part of the Torah where he was bragging. That doesn't mean he forgets everything that he learned. And it doesn't mean his Talmidim forget. Hit me, menu, from him. But it doesn't affect his Talmidim. Damemar, Hiskum Akantim Devarim, he started telling them, B'kamalu, halachazu shemati v'shechachti. Why did he forget? Because he was doing this. Continues the Gemara. Im navihu nevuasa mistalakas femenu. If he's a navi, he forgets his nevuah. Midvora. Where do we see this? From Devarim. The Ksiv, Devarim tells them, chadlu prozim v'yisrael, chadlu. People stopped living in open cities because there was a fear. Achakamti, Devarim, Shakanti, and Yisrael until I came along. So she was bragging. Viksiv, and what did it say afterwards? Uri, Uri, Devarim, Uri, Uri, Dabrishir. She had to beg for the Nevuah to come back because she was holding herself great. And the Meshech Chachma makes a point. He says, you look in that parasha of Devarim, Hashem's name never appears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name doesn't appear with somebody who brags. Rishlokesh Amar, Kol Adam Shekoyis. If a person gets angry, im chacham hu chachmasos mistalakas memenu, im navi hu nemvavas mistalakas memenu. Im chacham hu chachmasos mistalakas memenu. If he's a chachma, he forgets his chachma. V'moisha, how do we know that? From Moisha, the ksiv. V'yiksef Moisha p'kudei achayel. Moisha got angry at the soldiers who had left the women of Midian alive. And it says, v'ksiv yoyim alozah al-koin al-anshe atzava aboyel mechama. Alozah gave them the instructions. Elazar spoke to them. What happened to Moshe? Mechlad, the Moshe ilamunei. Moshe Rabbeinu. What? What do you call it? That he forgot what he was supposed to say. So the morale explains why does the chokhmah go away from a person that gets angry? He says what's crucial in being a chokhm and teaching Torah is to be organized. A person that gets angry, he gets disorganized, he loses himself. Disorganization can't have atzlocha in learning. Im navihu, nevuas mistalakas menu. If he's a navi, he forgets his nevuah. Milish, the ksiv, lulei pnei Yeshafet, melech Yehuda. Yeshafet and Yehoram had formed an alliance. And Elisha comes and tells them, if not for the fact that Yeshafet was here, he tells Yerayim, and noisem abit alech v'merech, I wouldn't even look at you. So he got angry, v'ksiv, and it says, what did Elisha need? V'atek chuli menagin, v'ayik nagin menagin, v'teil av yad Hashem. He had to have the menagin bring to him the simcha, because nevuah doesn't come only to somebody b'simcha. Amar Amani b'patish, kol shekoyis, afil poiskan lov gedulim neshmayim. Somebody who gets angry, even if he was destined to be great, marid nosoi, he's taken away. Menolon, me'aliyov. Shenemar, v'yicha af aliyah b'David. What happened was that we know that Goliath was antagonizing Klal Yisrael. And David went out to see what's going on. And Aliyah, his older brother, tells him, v'yam alamaza yiratata. Why'd you come here? V'aminas hashtamat atzoyim. You're the shepherd of the sheep. What did you leave them for? B'midbar, you left them alone in this desert. And the idati is zayin chavis ra'al avavcha. I know what you're thinking. Kilaman rois hamacham yiradta. You only came to see what's going on. Now, there's another story. When Shmuel was told by Hashem to go to the home of Yishai to look for that there is going to be the melech, so he started looking at every brother. Because of Shmuel and Memshechino, when Shmuel came to look at the various brothers in the home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose this one. Don't look at him, because I don't want him. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him, but because he had the midas hakas, he lost it. So one question the Chidah says, if that's the halacha, that when somebody gets angry, they take away the gedula from him, so why when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, didn't they take it away from him? Why when Elisha got angry, didn't they take it away from him? So the Chidah answers, it's different if you have it to lose it, or you never get it. Elisha was already a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu was already Moshe Rabbeinu. So they didn't take it away from him. Here, Eliyahu was not yet king, so he can't be king. Asks Rashi that this story of Eliyahu getting angry at David took place after Shmuel coming to Yishai's house. So what's the story here? So Rashi says that Eliyahu obviously had in him this characteristic of being a kaisen, of being a person who gets angry, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, he can't be appointed king. Other Mefarshim explain that kol ha'olu l'gdula, somebody who is appointed to a position of authority, meichlam lo kol avonosav, all his averus are forgiven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, normally if I make him king, I have to be meichlam in his averus. But he isn't the person that I want to be meichlam his averus. Because the avera of kas is such a serious avera, I don't want to be meichlam. And that's why he can't become king. The Eretz Tzvi says, this Gemara is the basis for something that it says in the Chayvus Halavavos. The Chayvus Halavavos says that if somebody says Lashon Hara on somebody else, so that we all heard this when we were younger, the person who says the Lashon Hara gets the Averis of the person who he spoke about, and the person who would said about gets the other person's mitzvahs. So the Eretz Tzvi says, where did the Chayvus Halavavos get this from? He says he gets it from this Gemara. What happened here? Originally Eliyahu was supposed to be king, and David was not supposed to be king. But Eliyahu started up with David, so David got his position of power. David became king instead of Eliyahu. Why? Because he took his mitzvahs. Why? Because he took his mitzvahs.